what he was supposed to say?
The very thing.
Tell me about what line?
911?
Yes.
A little discussion that Mr. Rostow has been speaking for the administration and raising hell about having a little war up in North Vietnam, and some of the reporters are quoting around here that Chalmers Roberts got a speech on my California speech in which you pointed out that this meant was going to trigger an offensive in North Vietnam. Do you know anything about that?
No, sir.
Have you had any talks with Chalmers Roberts about North Vietnam?
Chalmers Roberts, there have been a set of fellows coming in, sir, to see me over the last 3 weeks, and I've told them all exactly the same story. One, the position of the administration is that we are going to hold Southeast Asia. Two, that we are now proceeding on instructions to make the most of the situation within present terms of reference. Three, in accordance with the President's reference to the State of the Union message of a reference to Hanoi and Havana, and other remarks, we're obviously thinking about the problem of the crossing of frontiers. But I've taken that's a planning process, and that will await the return of McNamara.
Number one, I wouldn't talk to him about it at all. Number two, the President doesn't know the position of the administration, so you can't know it. And number three, they're using it to say that you call a man and you give them this pitch, then they come to me and I unload on them and tell them they've got no right to be riding it, because I tell them I don't have any knowledge of any plans this administration has to do that, and if I don't have any, the administration ought to have any. So I've told Russ that, and I've told McNamara that, and I won't tell you that. When we get a plan, if we want it worked out with the Chalmers Roberts, then we'll talk to him. Until we do, let's don't make ourselves subject to the charge that we have an administration spokesman, the State Department, saying one thing and the President saying the other. Ellie Abel, night before last, went on television, NBC, over the nation. And he says that the administration's very cruel to the poor, unassuming reporter, because the administration calls him in and tells him we're going to war in North Vietnam, and then Johnson says I didn't say any such thing, which I haven't said.
Well, sir, one thing you can be assured of is that I have told no one anything of that kind.
Well, you just be careful about talking to them, because they're quoting you as advocating Plan 6 or Plan something else that I don't know anything about. And whatever you advocate with me and don't advocate with the press, and let's all agree on what we're going to do before we do. And I don't want any more of this Able stuff based on anything that somebody says over there to them. Now, when I check them, they come back and say, well, Chalmers Roberts wrote this story the same day that Carol Kilpatrick reported Johnson's speech. And Johnson said this is a very dangerous game. And Rostow says what he means by dangerous game is that, by God, we're going to knock them off ourselves.
No, sir. I've never pretended to speak for you. What I have said is that we are...
They don't say me. They say the administration. So you got to be careful about talking to them. Unless you just have to talk to those reporters, go into it, I'd just go on and do my planning. And let us handle the press.
That'd be grand with me, sir.
Okay.
Right. Bye.
Waiting.